This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Opposition protest disrupts proceedings in both houses of parliament over Prime Minister's remarks. Cabinet decisions made public, government reiterates diplomatic approach to border issues. RSP Chair Ravi Lamisani holds high-level talks with Indian ministers and BJP leadership, scheduled to meet Indian Prime Minister today. And military tensions rise in West Asia as US and Iran report strikes and counter-strikes. Now the news in detail. Parliamentary proceedings in the both House of Representatives and National Assembly were disrupted yesterday as opposition parties continued their protest. The House of Representatives, which began nearly 3 hours behind schedule, was adjourned until June 8 after opposition lawmakers refused to allow the House to proceed with its scheduled business. Lawmakers from different parties expressed concern over the Prime Minister's remarks, arguing that the issues related to nationality, sovereignty and territorial integrity require a clear national position. They stressed that matters related to border issues and national sovereignty should be addressed based on facts and national consensus. Meanwhile, the National Assembly was also adjourned until Wednesday after members obstructed proceedings over the same issue. Several lawmakers demanded that the Prime Minister should clarify his statement before parliamentary business could move forward. As a result, scheduled discussions on the government's annual budget and other legislative proposals could not take place. Government spokesperson and Minister for Education and Sports Susmit Pokhrel has said the government is committed to resolving the Nepal-India border issue through diplomatic dialogue. Speaking while making public the decisions of yesterday's cabinet meeting at Singhadarbar, Minister Pokhrel clarified that Prime Minister Balendra Sah's recent remarks in Parliament were intended to stress the need for dialogue in addressing border-related issues. The cabinet decided to extend the tenure of a committee formed to study and recommend measures related to the security mechanism mentioned in the report of the Probe Commission on September 2025 Gen Z movement. Likewise, the meeting appointed Balabhadra Bastola of Kaski as chairperson of the Land Problem Settlement Commission. The cabinet further approved an agreement to implement the United Nations Environment Programme's Montreal Protocol, which aims to reduce ozone-depleting substances. In addition, the government decided to promote Armed Police Force Deputy Inspector General Anjani Kumar Pokhrel to the post of Additional Inspector General. President of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, Ravi Lamisani, who is currently on his 5-day visit to India at the invitation of Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, is scheduled to meet Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. Lamisani held a series of political and diplomatic discussions with senior leaders of the BJP at its central office in New Delhi yesterday, including the BJP National President, General Secretary, Foreign Affairs Department Chief and Delhi Chief Minister. Separately, he also met Indian External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and Home Minister Amit Shah. According to the RSP, the discussions focused on Nepal-India relations, mutual interest, democratic practices, security cooperation, and inter-party dialogue. The party said the visit aims to strengthen historical, cultural, and people-to-people ties between the two countries and expand dialogue on democratic values. Lamisani is leading a delegation that includes his spouse, RSP leaders, and members of the House of Representatives, along with his personal secretary. The delegation is also scheduled to interact with the Nepali community in India and visit Ayodhya before returning home. Nepal and China have agreed to expedite the implementation of ongoing bilateral cooperation programs and development projects. The third meeting of the Mechanism for Facilitation on the Implementation of Nepal-China Cooperation Programs and Projects was held in Kathmandu yesterday. The meeting was co-chaired by Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai and Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Zhang Maoming. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the meeting reviewed the progress of ongoing ongoing economic and development cooperation projects between the two countries and discussed challenges affecting their implementation. The mechanism, established under a Memorandum of Understanding signed between Nepal and China in June 2018, serves as a platform for regularly reviewing the status of bilateral programs and projects, identifying implementation challenges, and facilitating their resolution. Chief Justice Dr. Manoj Kumar Sharma has said he is committed to promoting good governance and reform in the judicial sector. Speaking at an interaction with members of the Constitutional and Judicial Journalist Forum in Kathmandu yesterday, Chief Justice Sharma pledged to work with all stakeholders to strengthen the judiciary and enhance public confidence in the justice system. During the interaction, representatives of the Constitutional and Judicial Journalist Forum offered suggestions for strengthening the judicial system and emphasized the need to ensure impartial, accessible and timely justice so that citizens can fully experience the rule of law. The Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, in collaboration with UNESCO Kathmandu, has begun documenting and listing the intangible cultural heritage of Thame in Solukhumbu's Khumbu Pasang Lamu Rural Municipality. The initiative was launched following the avalanche-induced flooding in August 2023 that affected settlements and property in the area. A UNESCO-supported study team carried out research with the participation of the local community to identify cultural traditions and practices that require preservation. Speaking at a discussion program in Nagarkot yesterday, officials said the government has intensified efforts to document intangible cultural heritage across all seven provinces in line with the UNESCO's safeguarding policy. The ministry has prepared the Intangible Cultural Heritage Listing and Management Procedure 2081 Bikram Sambat, while a related bill has already been passed by the National Assembly. Experts, security officials and policymakers have stressed the need for stronger coordination among concerned agencies to tackle the growing challenge of financial crimes. Speaking at an orientation program on the investigation of money laundering, terrorist financing and proliferation of financing offences organised jointly by Nepal Rashtra Bank and Nepal Police Headquarters in Kathmandu, participants emphasised that collective efforts are essential to effectively control such crimes. Participants noted that closer collaboration between the regulatory bodies, law enforcement agencies and other stakeholders would help strengthen Nepal's capacity to prevent and investigate financial crimes. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The United States Central Command, CENTCOM, says its forces have carried out self-defense strikes on Iran's Qasem Island and intercepted multiple missiles and drones amid escalating exchanges in the Gulf region. CENTCOM said it also neutralized Iranian drones and missiles targeting civilian vessels and regional partners, including Kuwait and Bahrain. Iranian media reported explosions near Qasem Island, although details remain unverified. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump said communications with Iran were continuing despite reports of stalled negotiations over efforts to reach a broader agreement. U.S. officials maintain that diplomatic channels remain open even as military tensions persist. Iranian officials, however, have indicated that talks may be suspended, accusing the U.S. and its allies of escalating regional conflict. The developments mark a continued escalation in tensions in the Middle East, with both sides reporting strikes and counter-strikes and no confirmed breakthrough in diplomatic efforts. United Nations weather agencies have warned that a new El Niño phase could develop in the coming weeks, with potential to drive global temperatures higher and intensify extreme weather events. The World Meteorological Organization says the climate pattern, which involves periodic warming of sea surface temperatures in the central and eastern Pacific Ocean, is likely to strengthen over the coming months and may continue until November. UN officials have cautioned that the impacts could be significant, including increased risk of heat waves, heavy rainfall, water shortages, and disruptions to agriculture. Meteorologists say that while the timing and intensity of El Niño remain uncertain, close monitoring of the Pacific Ocean conditions will continue in the coming months. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, while partly cloudy conditions are likely over the Tarai region. There is a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country and at one or two places in the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudar Pashchim province today. Hot day conditions are also likely in Madhya province and the Tarai regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of an upper-level western trough and local wind systems across the country at present. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 19 to 21 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 29 and 31 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Opposition protest disrupts proceedings in both houses of parliament over Prime Minister's remarks. Cabinet decisions made public, government reiterates diplomatic approach to border issues. RSP Chair Ravi Lamisani holds high-level talks with Indian ministers and BJP leadership scheduled to meet Indian Prime Minister today. And military tensions rise in West Asia as US and Iran report strikes and counter-strikes. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast. And for detailed news, visit us online at waytonepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.